on down the line. And the list goes on.
Sometimes me and Jimmy just talk shit off air before we go on the air. Because this is when we get to talk.
Yeah, we talk online, you know, pretty much every day. But being able to actually talk like this is pretty much once a week when we do this podcast. So
Yeah. We're sitting here talking about SEO strategies and all of that. If any of you guys know what the hell you're doing. If any of you guys know what the hell you're doing and know how we can get more page views, by all means, hit me up. We've had luck with that in the past. Like NordVPN, Bet Online, and a couple other sponsors were viewers of our show. And what was one of our guys has been helping with the developing.
Logan has been amazing. I don't know if Logan's in the live chat, but you are a superstar. He's been amazing.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. You just never know. Kyler, the guy who runs our social media, was just a viewer for a long time. You just never know how that will work. But
Rob Wilkins,
my God. Yeah, he has been incredible for us. But Jimmy, thoughts of the Oilers fan flashing during the game? Listen, here are my thoughts.
Did you see it, Sean?
I said, how could I not?
Yeah, I mean, she went viral. I got to say this, and it's not because of this girl flashing during the game, although she did get a lot of attention. I'm amazed how much American attention the Edmonton Oilers have gotten this playoff run. Like, to me, it's been unbelievable. Not just the inside the NBA stuff. The guy from Barstool Sports, Portnoy, Sean? You know Portnoy from Barstool, Dave Portnoy?
Yeah.
He's like Mr. Edmonton Oiler now. He's like picking them to win everything. He's wearing Oilers jerseys all the time on podcasts. It's unbelievable to me the attention they've been getting for a small market Canadian team in Northern Alberta. It's been fascinating. And their games have been winning the nights on cable on TNT.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's easy to see why, buddy.
Well, I guess so, right? Yeah.
Well, got some contract news to report. Not WWE related. Fightful Select has learned that Shane Haste, formerly known as Slapjack, has his contract expire this month. Jimmy, first off, fantastic talent. I would imagine he'll get some looks and stuff like that. But let me just point something out. Slapjack's contract expiring. Dijak's contract, T-Bar, expiring. Mustafa Ali, a free agent. Mace, a free agent. Mercedes Martinez can work indies. These people have the opportunity to do the most hilarious thing of all time, Jimmy, and bring it back. All we need is Mia Yim to quit her job.
I was going to say, Mia Yim.
Quit your job and join Retribution on the independent circuit. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, it's interesting. The only problem is if you're an independent promoter, now you've got to like pay for six talent, you know, to be basically in one.
they'll do it for free for love of the game, Jimmy.
Love of the game. Yeah. It is very interesting. You don't think Dijak's going to resign?
I do think he's going to resign. We'll have some more on that tomorrow, though. So what you got going on, Jimmy? What's up? I'm sitting here talking about this hosting site that you had me inquire about. We'll have to talk about that off here. Yeah. I asked some questions.
Yeah, I didn't want them. I wasn't interested. No, I'm basically
I'm just trying to bring in more money, Jimmy.
I know.
I'm trying to upgrade my life. I've got a sinkhole outside my house, Jimmy.
Oh, here we go with that again. Sean doesn't make enough. Yeah, he's on the poverty line. And
so because I know that people are so concerned about it, an update on that house. So my mom lives there now. It's a family house. My mom lives there now. My grandmother, who recently passed, lived there with her. So she had revamped some of the house so she could be comfortable there. But the sinkhole did get filled. And so it's funny, if you ever saw my living room, the wall had a bit of a caved in area there, and it was sort of, we had to knock that down and have new walls put up and all that stuff. But I think a part of that was because of the sinkhole, because, you know, it unleveled the ground near it. Oh, it was a nightmare. But that house was 150 years old. It's a minor miracle it was still up anyway. But
well, now you're living in a beautiful property.
I am.
And Sean Ross Sapp has big aspirations, so he's already looking forward on that one.
I am.
Well, see, because a bunch of people are asking your thoughts on Kevin Kelly's comments.
But Kevin Kelly, I haven't read all of it yet, so I've got it right here. I haven't read all of it. I don't think that would be necessarily fair. But
the only thing that I would say is that I think it would be more fair if we also heard from Riccoboni, because Kelly talks a lot about Riccoboni.
And when I've asked Ian's like, I don't really want to talk about that.
Right.
And I respect that. I respect that. I don't want to push somebody on that. I can't speak to how Kevin Kelly was received backstage or anything like that. I know that Ian went to bat for him about getting him hired because Ian didn't want that gig because he wanted to spend more time with his kids and all that stuff.
Kelly
I
said know that, that too. Was,
yeah.
Yeah.
But as I looked, you know, I first off, I do think that if you have issues with somebody, you should approach them directly about it. That is always the way I feel about anything like that. I don't say anything to or about people that, one, I don't expect to get back to me, even if it's privately.
Right.
Even if it's like privately and all that, I think that that is the way to go. How that was handled, I don't know.
I agree.
But I don't know if channeling the name of Hanakamura was necessarily the right move there.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
Didn't like that. And other than that, I've got to really read up on the context of everything. So yeah, right. that was the one thing I saw that I took issue with. And I was like, didn't like that.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree. It's hard when it's one person's side of the story. You want to hear both, you know?
Yeah.
So
what else you got, Jimmy? What do you got? What do you want to talk about? What do you
know
guys
what?
Want to talk about?
I am just waiting for Saturday night, game one, Edmonton Oilers, Florida Panthers. I'm waiting for that. Do you follow hockey enough to know, like, do you know much about the Panthers? Do you know much about the Oilers?
No.
Do you know who the star players are?
No, hell no.
Okay. You know who Connor McDavid is, though, right?
Of course I do. Yeah, he transcends.
Is he the only one that you know?
One of a few. Is Sidney Crosby still playing?
Yeah.
I know him.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Where's Pavel Bure at?
retired like 20 years ago.
There
so since you are aware of the Oiler girl that flashed, are you aware of the video of the players, of the fans that were harassing McDavid when he went to get alcohol after they won the last game?
No, I wasn't. I mean, also, it is very funny that I'm more aware of the fan that flashed than any of the players. But yeah, I am.
Okay, you should look this up on social media. You should look this up on social media. So Connor McDavid, they win game six. They beat the Dallas Stars, and they win the Western Conference. McDavid is at a liquor store getting booze with his fiance because they're going to go out and party, right, with the players.
Yeah.
Somebody, there's three fans, and they live stream themselves completely harassing him when he's trying to put the alcohol in his car. They're patting him really hard. One of them sat on McDavid's car, on the back of his car, while he was trying to put the alcohol in. They completely harassed him, and it went viral. And I watched that, and I thought to myself, how do people think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've seen it in wrestling, right? Like in wrestling, it's similar, but it's different. They'll go up to Rhea Ripley and they've got like 30 pictures for her to sign that, you know, they're going to put on eBay. It's similar, but different, right?
Yeah.
So I saw that clip.
I think you should just leave people alone in that sense.
Right. Leave them alone. Like, okay. Some people have the mentality about, well, I pay their salary by, you know, buying tickets and shit. You know what? Go ask them for a picture, ask them for an autograph, and then leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah.
That's it. You should look up the clip. McDavid was so polite through the whole thing. He just wanted to very quickly get that booze into his trunk so we could get the hell out of there. But he was so cool through the whole thing. And I just thought those guys are so out of line and they're being so disrespectful. And, you know, it was unfortunate. It probably, you know, didn't help his night that he had to deal with that shit, you know?
I'm sure it didn't.
Yeah.
Unreal. So. Weirdos, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Weirdos.
It's true. Otherwise, bud, I'm just looking forward to leaving the big city of Toronto, Canada. I know that you like Toronto. I no longer am in love with Toronto anymore, so I'm looking forward to leaving. But not there yet. Not there yet.
I miss Toronto. I do wish I was coming back here in a few weeks. But you know what? I've I'm traveling. I'm going to Chicago for an overnight. One night is about what I can handle. I'm going to go to Black Label Pro, talk to some people, celebrate a friend's birthday, all that stuff. But other than that, I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to not travel until like August or so, because I get to go to Cleveland. Actually, I get to go visit my grandmother's old house in Cleveland. She lived there for a couple of years. Yeah. It was one of the things. So funny enough, one of the last things my grandmother said to me, I said, you know, I got to go to Cleveland for work in a few months. She goes, sounds like a terrible job. And I appreciated that. But yeah, other than that, I'm going to stick around, might pop up here and there. But we got Corey Brennan going to Clash at the Castle. We got Joel Pearl going to Money in the Bank. Yep. We got Joel Pearl going to Slammiversary as well. I think this is where I tell you we're going to foot a little bit of his bill for Montreal, Jimmy. Uh-huh. So that's fun.
Is Julia still scheduled for NXT?
I don't know. Don't know how that's working.
If so, Joel should go to that too.
Yeah, probably. There you go.
Somebody just asked you what I was going to ask you. Chad722. He said, did you get some Chicago deep dish? I was going to say to you, go to Geno's.
Yeah, I got to lay off the deep dish until mid, late July. But I got some last time, but.
See, Sean is looking to get into swim condition, right? He's looking to get into speedo condition.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Guys, until next time, we're out.